Wildcats basketball team won 1 and lost 3 at a Granbury tournament this past weekend. The Wildcats are now 4-7. I talked with Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta Monday morning.
We started off very slow, kind of came off the bus dragging the first game. We played pretty bad, not even going to sugarcoat it. And then the second game we played a good Granbury team, and they were pretty salty. Then we came back the next night and played Waco High. They were very athletic, kind of a Marshall-looking team, so it gave us some good experience there. Still turned over the ball way too much. Had a chance to get within 10 late, but with 30-plus turnovers, it's hard to win a game. And in the last game, we finally got things rolling, started executing, and had some success and beat Everman. So overall, up and down.
Looks like you're getting a chance to mix in some new guys. I noticed some new names, looking at some of the names of kids that were playing. So you're kind of mixing in, I guess, some guys to see how they do, right, along with the others.
Absolutely. We had some kids travel with us that kind of pulled from the JV and freshman team, and some of them, actually all of them, had some success. Iverson Wade, who's a big, since Carpenter's been out, has really stepped up and helped us. He's given us some good minutes. And then Simeon, he came Friday and Saturday. Simeon Taylor, he had a big game for us, and he kind of picked up the slack, so he helped out as well.
Of course, you're continuing to get good games from Dugan and Kane, Cody, and those guys.
But they started off very slow in the tournament, especially the first game. Those two did not have near the game they were capable of having. And actually, the second and third game wasn't good by any means, but the fourth game they both stepped up and played. I know Dugan's been kind of sore. He's nursing kind of a sore hip. And actually, Kane, I think he had bronchitis the whole time we've been down there. And so just little things kind of they've struggled with. But definitely the last day they stepped up and played. So.
But the thing is, you want to continue to have them play as much as possible for evaluation and just for the experience, right?
Oh, absolutely. The more the better for the team, you know, just trying to get a feel for, you know, whose role is what and how can we play together. And all that really matters, and especially their conditioning, since we're not getting to practice a lot right now. It's tournament season, so the more in-game conditioning we can get kind of really helps us out.
All right. Road Warriors this week, games on the road Tuesday and Friday coming up.
Well, actually, the game Tuesday got moved due to testing. It's going to be next Monday in Paris. It's kind of a scheduling conflict. So then this Friday, we do go to Wally East. Wally East beat us earlier in the tournament. Yeah. Didn't play too good. They shot lights out. So hopefully we can counter that. So
you will be playing over there. But the second shot we had at Roy City certainly was a different ball game. So I know you're hoping that kind of continues.
Right, absolutely. The first tournament, we're still young and still trying to figure out my offense and the defense and the expectations I have for them. So I think just the more we play and the longer we play together, just the better we will continually get. So
KSST Sports.